So the proof is in the pudding. What's the outcomes of Harm Rutten's work? Well, the first thing he saw was that when he did the abdomen first, and these are five-year survivals, these are margin positivities here, and when he did the abdomen first, he had a margin positivity of 13.3%. When he moved to doing the perineum first, before any abdominal incision, he actually dropped his margin positivity rate in half, suggesting that if you're going to do it supine, do the perineum first and go out through those levators and gain access to the abdomen. And here's the local recurrences here for the two different approaches. Here's perineal and here is the abdomen first, because he's been doing that for much longer, then stopped and started doing the perineum. Now, his survivals are fantastic. If he gets negative margins, as he gets a 94, almost 93%, if he does perineum first, have got no margin involvement, and their local recurrence rate is 6%. The overall survival is 69%. The positive margin cases, he has 25% local recurrence, 28% overall survival. There's a huge difference in outcomes if you have a positive margin. And the surgeon's responsibility is to avoid that, avoid the perforation, take the planes anatomically. And here is one of Harm's specimens, which I can't criticize.